listener production.
Hello, it's Rosie O'Brien with you. There's been a serious rail incident at Southbank this afternoon. Emergency services were called just after 3 p.m. Eyewitnesses have told us that a person was fatally hit by a train. Motorists and public transport users are urged to avoid the area. A woman has been fined over a fatal house fire on Russell Island, which killed a dad and his five kids last August. The landlord has pleaded guilty and will have to pay a $667 fine after failing to install legally required and compliant smoke alarms. Two men have been charged following the discovery of a drug lab at Shaler Park yesterday. Police say it was of a commercial scale and there was a large amount of meth, both oil and shards, and around 2.2 kilograms of heroin. The LNP has taken aim at the state government following confirmation the Coomera Connector project is facing another budget blowout. The price tag for the second M1 has soared by another $864 million, with Canberra asked to cover half of it. And 2 million passengers are forecast to travel through the Brisbane airport these Easter and autumn school holidays. The busiest day in the domestic terminal is tipped to be Thursday, with just over 56,000 passengers passing through. International travel is also up 32% on the same time last year. The weather might dampen your plans, though, according to meteorologist Patch Clapp.
Lighter shower activity and more looking at single-digit rainfall through the back part of the week.
In NRL, Brisbane's Fletcher Baker is pumped heading into Good Friday's clash against the Cowboys at Suncorp Stadium. He's admitted that last week's grand final rematch wasn't their best form, but that they've put it behind them and are bouncing back.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, we've got a couple of boys out at the moment, but I think we're just focusing on playing our best footy, you know. Like, we obviously haven't played that good the first couple of rounds, and if we can start getting some good wins, imagine when those boys come back.
It follows confirmation today. Brendan Piakoura has been ruled out of Friday night action. He injured his ankle at training and will need scans.